It's a good day. Good day to be me.
How about a little gossip today? You want a little gossip? Part of the ABCs of life is to involve yourself one way or another. Women say men don't gossip. I'm pretty sure that's not the case. And so when you're thinking about the discussions that you have today with people in the office, or maybe your friends you're having lunch with, or your dinner partners, or your family, think about what you talk about just for the heck of it. I'm suggesting that none of us are immune from spreading what is commonly referred to as gossip. The most recent fascination the American people have with gossip surrounds this Wiener, congressman from New York, and all of the silly stuff that's gone along with it. Sooner or later, you knew that there was going to be an involvement with Gloria Allred. She's representing Ginger Lee. That's if you think where these porn stars get their name. My name is Ginger Lee. I'm not involved in that discussion. Because there's more interesting and important stuff that involves your brain and my brain. Eric Idle here to set the stage for actually what's kind of a chilly conversation about today's news from China. As you know, a couple times a week I like to dig around what's going on there. We're so affected by what happens in China, and we think that they are so much different than we are. Well, here's proof that maybe they aren't. The situation is outside of a factory. I'm going to describe a battery factory in a small Chinese village. And there are 200-300 people gathered outside of this battery factory. They make lead acid batteries for electric bikes and motorcycles and that sort of thing. The crowd sweeps around the factory. They pick up bricks, stones, anything they can, and smash their way into the factory. This is after it's closed. And in an outpouring of what apparently is pure fury, they smash the offices. They ruin the cabinets, the desks, the computers are all destroyed. The workers and villagers have been poisoned by lead emissions from this factory over the last 6 or 7 years. There is no environmental protection in China, as we all pretty much can imagine. 234 adults and 100 children have either died or are dying. And this is a small village. Only 450, 500 people live in the place. So half the village is dead because of the concentrations of lead that are in everything in this community. They have the people in the factories, anything they have that they don't need, they have to throw it outside, throw it in the water supply. So the concentrations of lead in the blood work done by these people show a level that is 7 to 8 times what a human being can absorb and live. So if you want to be ticked off at the Chinese or have another example of how they are, or perhaps in this circumstance, are not responsive to what's going on, they are trying to compete, and are, in fact, we know that. They're competing in our world, and they're doing it quite successfully because many of you buy their products and support them, and this is how they're making the products cheaper than what can be made here in America or, in fact, anywhere else where there's a responsible country, responsible corporate leadership. And maybe I choke on that a little bit because I'm not too sure, depending on the size of the companies here, the unbridled corporate capitalism that's taken over in our country in too many areas, they're not very responsible either. But for the most part, the small and medium-sized companies in our country and elsewhere around the world either have been forced to think about how they run things or they do think about how they run things. They're they're pretty good. They're conscious.
Chinese are not.
And so this is another example of it, and I believe a story that needed to be told. So that's why I told the story. And when you next pick up something from China and buy it, yep, I'm laying the guilt on you. Think about these hundreds of adults and children who are either dead or dying because the Chinese, in this circumstance, are making something to sell here and elsewhere around the world that's cheaper than all the rest of the battery makers, but they do it at the expense of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of their citizens' lives. And the government doesn't really seem to give a damn one way or another. Or if they do, they have a strange way of showing it. So a word to the wise, another bit and piece of, there's some interesting summit going on between the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians talking about the colonizers of the West, the focus on what happened during colonialization and what they think is the present colonialization of the Western Europeans. I think the Libya situation is more about what they're talking about. And just as an aside, this is not a political thing. I suppose maybe it is. What are you thinking about the congressman, Dennis Kucinich, who is one of my favorite congressmen, actually? He and I think nine other congressmen filed a lawsuit against the White House and the president yesterday to get us to stop our involvement in Libya because it's coming up on the 90-day mark. That's kind of a gutsy move, don't you think? And is it appropriate? Maybe that's even more. I think it's totally inappropriate for us to be in Afghanistan. We ought to pull all of our troops out of there. Have a few troops in Iraq, enough. We're going to keep thousands of it. 13,000, 14,000 ultimately will stay there to sort of keep the peace. But what are we in Afghanistan for? And then the Pakistanis, I'm just kind of looking at this area and how much of our time is devoted to these areas. The Pakistanis arrested yesterday some of the CIA informants. That's pretty outrageous, isn't it? The people who helped us find bin Laden have been arrested by the Pakistanis. And as a result of that, in the last 24 hours, the relationship between us, that is the United States, our government, and the government of Pakistan gone right into the tank. So that's worth some consideration, or at least something in the back of your mind. It's 14? Almost 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work for your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Boom. One more time. 17, thank you. 18, 19, pretty soon it'll be 20 past the hour. And then it'll be time for our 2020 news quiz. I figure I'll take an early shot at that, if you don't mind, because I'm going through a lot of the things. You will not, some of these conversations, you'll hear extensive conversations about some of the things that I touch on, but I don't care to get involved in a long, lengthy discussion about many of the things that are in the so-called headlines, the top news of the day, because a lot of the news talk stations that we're on, they'll handle that later in the day. You want to know what else is going on in the world, do you not? You're interested in interesting. The Boston Bruins beat the Vancouver Canucks 4-0 Stanley Cup. I have a friend who's out there, and apparently what happened afterwards was a disgrace. You're looking at pictures from some place in America. Bruins won, and they went wild in Vancouver.
Oh, sure.
All kinds of riots, blowing up cars.
The Canuck fans being upset at the loss.
Yeah, right. And this friend that I was talking to said the Canucks didn't think the Canucks deserved to win because they played a terrible game. I don't know much about hockey, but it was interesting that we had as much here in Boston. There were television stations all over it, radio stations.
Usually it's the winning team that starts turning cars upside down and all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah.
It's nice to know that the crazies are not just in America.
Yeah.
Take any solace in that. All right, so here's another focus. This week, we seem to have, or actually this month, gone back to a discussion of illegal immigration and the number of people who are working in our country, even though we have fewer this year than we did last year, the percentage is climbing back up a little bit. And so I thought it would be interesting for us to focus on the types of jobs that illegal immigrants are taking or have. Uh-huh. All right? So I'm going to give you, I think, 10 different 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different categories. You tell me which type of work is being taken more by illegals than any other out of these 10 categories. You ready?
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. Cashier, painter, agriculture, driver, janitor, grounds maintenance, cook, construction worker, housekeeper. Is that 10? I think that's 10, right?
No, that wasn't quite 10.
That wasn't 10. Construction worker, housekeeper, grounds maintenance, carpenter, cook, janitor, agriculture, driver, cashier, painter. That's 10. Which of those is the one most frequently taken? Which of those jobs, available jobs, most frequently taken by the illegals?
I have two guesses.
800-510-8255. Better off if you have one guest to share that with us.
And when you say painter, you don't mean like Da Vinci.
No,
Michelangelo.
No, I didn't mean that, no. Right. Somebody who's going to spray or paint your house with a brush. 21 after.
Okay.
There you go.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Congressman Anthony Weiner, now known, of course, as the Peter Tweeter. That's who he is now. Well, he held a big press conference at a hotel in New York City where he admitted to everything.
Yeah.
You see him standing in front of that microphone? I think it was a microphone.
I hope it was.
51% of New York voters, 51% said Congressman Weiner should keep his seat. Yeah, the other 49% think he should disinfect it.
According to Politico, Weiner called Bill Clinton and apologized.
The congressman had a sex scandal and had to apologize to Bill Clinton? For what? Copyright infringement?
Okay, so here's the latest, Richie.
All right.
Apparently, there are a bunch of stories around today that this ashamed congressman, Mr. Weiner, had an appetite for cross-dressing as a teenager.
Oh, no.
He was an exhibitionist
for
kids in high school. He said they'd drop his pants all the time. How did that not get exposed, though, in all of his runs for Congress? That's what I wonder about a little bit.
You know, it's there's an amazing divide between your high school life and then you get away for a few years for college, and then you start a new life with new friends, new associates. You get to start anew, and many people like that. And many people's past is forgotten in the wash, and comes back to bite you, baby.
As it might well be, because all of us have done things that we ought not to have done when we were younger.
Sure.
I sure as heck did. 25 after the hour, don't bring them up, Richie. You may even be surprised about some of the things that I did.
I might be.
800-510-8255. Okay, so Jennifer's not back yet. We thought she'd be back today. Nobody knows. Nobody's heard
from
her.
Apparently we have no idea.
Apparently we have not. That's all right. Well, the situation in the job market. Here we are looking at all the unemployment, and we still have this. It isn't even foolish anymore. It's un-American. It's dangerous, dastardly. How people can somehow or other, politically or otherwise, support. I understand that we're the land of opportunity, and we provide these opportunities for people who want to come here if there is need for them, and they ought to be here legally. We still have way too many illegals, way too many people having babies here in this country. They become legalized citizens. So I did a little research nosing around here to see what kind of jobs have been taken from Americans in terms of category. So I listed 10 different categories, and I want to know which one you think is the one most taken by illegals. Which of these jobs, 800-510-8255, cashiers, painters, agricultural workers, drivers, cooks, construction workers, housekeepers, carpenters, janitors, or grounds maintenance people, one of those 10, which one there is the one most frequently taking? What job would an American have if it weren't for the illegal? Here's Jesse in North Carolina. Which of the jobs do you think the illegals are taking away from Americans more than anything else?
Well, I
agricultural jobs.
Agricultural jobs, okay. That is not the correct answer. Appreciate your calling. Lynn, what do you think it is?
I think it's drivers.
Drivers is the last on the lowest point of that list. Thank you for trying. Larry, what do you think the number of workers, what's the most frequently taken American job by illegal workers?
I think it's construction workers.
Construction is number two on the list, but there's something higher than that. Thanks for your call. Sam in San Francisco, what job do you think illegals are taking more than anything else?
Janitorial.
Janitorial. Nope, that's not the case. 800-510-8255. So let's see, we've had what? Driver, agriculture, janitor, and construction worker taken.
Yeah.
That leaves us with housekeeper, grounds maintenance, carpenters, painters, cooks, and cashiers. Which one is the one most taken by the illegals? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, used as directed.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tomorrow, much of our conversation will be about Father's Day, as this is Father's Day weekend. But we're a little premature of that because it's Thursday on Good Day. The 15th of June was yesterday, so what does that mean? Today's the 16th. I got to figure it out, Richie!
You're all right.
Tomorrow's the 17th.
You're on it, man.
I'm on it. Yesterday, Pandora went out in an IPO, independent public offering. They priced their shares at $16 each. Went up to 25 during the day, came back down, I think settled in around 18, profit-taking. You know how much money was made yesterday? There was one investor who made $90 million in one day.
Wow.
Buying and selling stock in Pandora. 90.
Wow.
Good God. Wow. And on the heels of that, Facebook says they are going to beef up their image because they want to go public, an estimation of value, $100 billion for Facebook on an IPO.
Wow.
I mean, think about it.
Wow.
They hired Joe Lockhart, who used to be the press secretary to Bill Clinton,
right,
as their corporate communicator to build up their image. Not that we don't talk about them or have them in our focus enough. Imagine that, $100 billion.
Goodness.
And $40 billion of it goes to Zuckerberg. Mm. Instantly, this kid, what is he, 29?
Something like
that. He's in the same league as Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and that guy from Mexico. What's his name? I can never remember his name.
The communications guy.
Yeah. In one day, this kid will be worth almost $40 billion when they go public.
Is that crazy?
It is crazy.
And they say the tech boom crashed.
Oh, no. Nah. But you see, this is the new America, and
well,
we could kind of make it work more. The Industrial Revolution, industrialization of America, it's gone. And by the way, it isn't going to be grabbing hold in any big way in any company because it's a different kind of...
We need manufacturing back, though.
Yeah. Well, but you need to make stuff.
I mean,
no
hey, listen, you know, they can do this stuff in Mumbai.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to keep us at the leading edge in the front of all this?
Well, we'll not be at the front of it as long as we allow illegal workers to come into our country and take the jobs. The unskilled, yes, admittedly, many of these jobs are unskilled. If you're just joining us, I decided the 2020 News Quiz question in this hour would focus on the jobs being taken from Americans by illegal immigrants. The number has been whittled down. About 3 years ago at this time, maybe four, between 3 and 4 years ago, we had 11 million, 12 million illegals, down to 8 million now. There are 8 million illegals working in our country now. That's about 5%, though, of the working population. You know that, right? About 5% of our workforce is illegal. So if we have 5% of the workforce illegal and you get rid of them, then unemployment becomes 5% instead of 10%. So what's, you see, this is what drives
but Americans won't
about
take
this.
These
oh,
jobs, Doug.
Bunk them.
They won't mean? Do yeah. it. They don't want to actually work.
No. Well, there may be some truth to that in some sectors because we made it so damn easy for them to collect.
Sure.
The other side of the coin is, though, where is the...
So what you're saying is...
Where's the real American focus on this? You keep talking about jobs. We're going to provide jobs for America. Okay. We got 5 million jobs here, or 8 million jobs, 5, 6, 7 million, whatever it is. The American workforce, about 34 million, 124 million, somewhere in that vicinity. And 5% of the jobs are being performed by illegals.
So what you're saying is take all of the jobs that the illegals are taking away. And
take the illegals
take away,
out of the jobs.
Take the illegals
Put
out of
Americans
the jobs.
Into them and the
take
unemployment.
Welfare away,
yeah.
Which therefore makes it
which
so that
the illegals
people,
are getting more out of than anybody else.
Right.
I mean, how brilliant... Do you have to be to figure this scenario
Doug
out?
Stephan for president.
Hello. I can do it. You can help.
That's a platform I can get behind, bro.
That'd be my number one issue if I were running for president, not all this other baloney. 800.
You want a job? You want a job? You want a job? You want a job?
Yeah, who wants a job? I'll take a job. I got a job. I got two jobs. I got three, four jobs.
Hey.
Okay. 800-510-8255. So we've had people, I gave you 10 categories of job types, if you will. And I want you to tell me the one that the illegals are more inveigled in than anything else. Drivers were taken. Somebody guessed that. Agriculture was taken. Janitor taken. And construction worker left to choose from are cashier, painter, janitor. Janitor was taken. Carpenter, cook, housekeeper, grounds maintenance. I think those are the categories. Left 800-510-8255. Mike, what do you think is the number one job taken from Americans by illegals?
Grounds maintenance.
Grounds maintenance is number four on the list, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call. Here's Roger. What do you think of the categories left?
Would it be factory jobs by any chance?
Factory jobs weren't really considered in here. Because surprisingly enough, they aren't in the factory jobs being taken by illegals, not in the top 10. There are factory jobs, make no mistake about it, that are being taken by illegals, but it's not in the top 10 list. All right, Roger, thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Bill is in Bowling Green, Kentucky, listening to Good Day. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks, Doug. Restaurant work.
Number one job
with a bullet
taken by illegal immigrants, cooks and restaurant workers.
Wow. Well, I'm having a good day.
you've started off with a good day, Bill, anyway. So what do you think about that, Bill? As you think about what I just said, we have a 10% or close to 10%, 9.4% unemployment. And
I agree
five,
with what you say. You get rid of them. You know, you got the illegal workers.
Why
you
don't
5%.
Why don't you think there are more people who want to do that? Why is there? I mean, I understand some support. My daughter and I have had this conversation. She thinks that because we are the land of the free, home of the brave, et cetera, we ought to be helping people to find their way. And then you get into a discussion of the illegals versus illegals, and I think that we do, we sort of agree. We don't agree 100% because she thinks that some of the people that come here really need help. And, yeah, but what about Americans who need help? And so that's where you get into this discussion. But the political will to put your foot down and say this is wrong and it needs to be stopped, and when are you going to do what the will of the American people basically tells you to do, how is there any discussion that makes any sense about this at all justifying 5% of the workforce being illegal, and we have 9.4% unemployment. How does anybody put those two together and justify illegals being left alone in this country?
Justification? There is none.
No!
There is none at all. I mean, if they were legal, they came through the process legally, I could say fine. But, you know, it's just illegal, and it's just wrong, period. I mean, you think about it. You're not allowed to go out and rob a bank and go out and go to work at a bank. You're not allowed to go out and, you know, steal a car or work for a car dealer. So why would you come in this country illegal and go to work? And you're not even paying taxes. You're taking benefits from the rest of us who have contributed for years.
Yep, yep. All right,
and
Bill,
I've been in the restaurant business.
Yep.
You know.
All right. So hold on. We're going to give you a prize, a Doug Steffen prize. Let me just get a little feeling the pulse here. Nancy, when you go through, well, you heard us talking about cooks. By the way, housekeeper is number three on this list. How much of a problem is this in Williamsport where you are, Nancy? Nancy doesn't want to talk to me. All right, well, we'll try Eunice.
Apparently not much of a problem.
Probably. Eunice, how much of a problem is this in Jackson, Tennessee, where you are?
Oh, I'd say about 25%.
25% of the workforce is illegal?
Yes.
Good Lord. What kind of businesses or what kind of industry or jobs are there in Jackson that the illegals are taking?
Mostly farming and construction.
Yeah. Farm and construction, and there's a lot of that. Construction number two, agriculture, though, interestingly enough, is number seven on this list, which sort of surprises people because people think that there would be more, but that's where the focus seems to be. And I think people are really surprised to find out that cook's number one on the list.
Remember last year they raided all of those restaurants?
Yeah, yeah. Some of the, and most of them were the big chain restaurants as well. Yeah. What does that tell you about reality, boys and girls? All right, so it's just something that is to be kept in mind, if you will. Speaking of things that ought to be kept in mind, I'm just making my MetaFast oatmeal, Richie. MetaFast.
Oh, yeah, which flavor?
Oatmeal. I'm using the apple cinnamon.
Wow, I like that one, too. That and the blueberry. I like the both of them.
The blueberry is good. The reason Richie and I are talking about this is because we're both helping ourselves and, therefore, in talking about it, helping you, one would hope. The recommendation from 20,000 doctors, the recommendation of the people who have been on this program, all of my staff and me, I'm not serious about it, and I'd be the first to tell you that I'm not, but I'm down about 14 pounds, and I need to be. How'd you think I looked when you saw me? You haven't seen
me
before.
I thought you looked good. No, you look great.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we all want to look good. I normally look pretty good, but I'm conscious of that little roll that comes about. And I'm a little thicker than most in my shoulders. Some people say I'm a little thicker than most with what's over my shoulders. But the muscle, you can turn the fat into muscle, but you still need to be responsible about what your weight is. You need to know what you're supposed to be at. You want to feel your best as we get into the summer season. Pools all working and the beaches, we're heading to the beaches. So why wouldn't you take advantage of an opportunity that presents itself from the most successful weight loss program, really and truly, in terms of doctors really looking at this and saying, this is safe. And that's what you want. You can lose weight fast with a lot of different programs.
There's no less than 20 people I know that have done it, and every one of them has been successful.
Yeah. So why not take that success to heart? Check it out by calling 800-506-4115. Do it again slower, Doug. 800-506-4115. Now use the code Dr. Ken to save $50 on the food and supplies you get from MetaFast. Counselors will help you out. 800-506-4115. Speaking of Dr. Ken, he joins us with a daily dose of interesting medical information coming right up here on Good Day.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bullfrog sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast. And I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Women! Those
yes,
big, strong
do.
Women. I
they
love those
my
big,
world,
strong
that's
women.
For sure.
Yeah, it's 11 before the hour. Dr. Ken, as it turns out, is he's welcome here anytime, but sometimes we're not too good at getting the connections established, so that's A-OK. Back to a moment of sort of wrapping up this discussion about the 8 million illegals who are working here, 5% of the workforce. I'm not, and no one can claim with any credibility that I'm a racist, that I'm a warmonger. I just would like to think that there was some common sense. And this is one of those things. Richie knows I have four or five hot buttons, and this is one of them. The number of illegals
you
who
would
are,
be a person helped by cheap illegal immigrant
I would.
Labor.
Yes, I would.
Being
on my
a farm,
farm
owner.
Absolutely.
So
I would.
Why
but
don't
I,
you?
I got a bunch of old white guys working for me.
Well, and when you did have immigrants,
yeah,
they
Jamaicans.
Were legal.
They were legal. Yep.
They had their visas. They
yep.
had their work papers.
Yep.
So
yeah.
you did, and it cost you more
Much
than
more.
Had they been illegal.
Yeah. Yep. $2-4 an hour more if you're paying by the hour. Yeah. And
you put your money where your mouth is.
Right. Well, this is not about me, but it is about the situation we find ourselves in. It's extraordinarily frustrating.
Well, I'm talking about people who might claim that you are a racist against immigrants or something like that. You hired black immigrant workers, gave them a place to live, gave them a fair wage. All you wanted was papers.
Yeah, I don't. I'm secure in where I am, but I know this whole thing is craziness. It really is. 51 after and good day.
You worry,
You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Where's your brain? What's the big idea here? 53 after the hour. We are now focused on the better part of technology. See, what was my technological experience yesterday? I had some technological experience that I was remembering during the afternoon.
Yesterday the day that you... No, you didn't text me yesterday. You texted me several times the day before.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
She's very proud.
And my
of
daughter, and when I started texting her over the weekend... When I was up in British Columbia, I was texting the kids, and Megan, about 3 seconds after I sent her a text, because the kids aren't used to it, I call them because I want to hear their voices.
Yeah.
So I texted her, and I wish I had my phone right here. I'd go back to the extra text. The first three words were, oh, my God.
My response was, give Dudley his phone back, whoever it is.
Yeah, whoever it is. Yeah, who's doing this?
Yeah, who are you? And
who
give
are
him his
you?
Phone
what
back.
Are you doing with this? Yeah. All right, anyway. Technology Tailor Time. Can you guess, Richie, which popular blog's page views have surpassed those of the New York Times? Which popular blog's page views?
Oh, I can, yes.
Huffington Puff? Huffington
yeah, Puff, that's maybe. That would be my guess.
Huffington. Well, let's find out. We'll have Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, update us on that. Plus... A true or false question. I'll ask the question now. And then you can respond, 800-510-8255. For the first time, smartphones are outselling computers. True or false? Around the world. Not in America, but around the world. Is it true or false that smartphones are outselling computers?
Mm.
What thinkest thou?
I think you would be surprised at that.
To that, well, let's find out. You can answer it if you want. 800-510-8255. That and Alex Goldfain coming right up here on Good Day.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
One of the top blogs on the internet made an eye-opening announcement last week. The Huffington Post said it surpassed the New York Times in page views in the month of May. AOL, which acquired the huge blog earlier this year, tweeted its celebratory message that, quote, HuffPost passed the New York Times in monthly page views in the U.S. 35.5 million to 33.6 million. Continuing the tweet here, quote, 6 years to disrupt 100 years. Nice work, Team HuffPost, close quote. The problem is, according to Politico, the New York Times says that those numbers are skewed because they include AOL's traffic numbers. The blog says no, the paper says yes. Regardless of who is exactly right here, the point is a big one. Popular non-newspaper websites are just as widely read, and many more so, than old established newspaper sites. The thing is, online, old and established news sites means nothing, really. Good blogs are just as big and just as established. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
All right, so Alex was right on there, Richie, and we were right. Arianna Huffington got $315 million selling out to AOL, the Huffington Post, which is more widely read now than the New York Times. It used to be the Drudge Report, if I'm not mistaken.
Drudge Report's still up there.
800, yeah, it is. 800-510-8255. Is it true or false, Robert, that smartphones are outselling computers?
I think they are.
They are, in fact. So you have a smartphone, do you? What do you have? What do you use?
I got an Apple, and I didn't buy the brand new version. I bought an older version, and hey, for the price I paid, I couldn't buy a computer that cheap.
Yeah, for $99 for an iPhone 3?
No, $49.
$49, yeah.
What did you buy? You bought an iPhone?
The original iPhone, the iPhone 3, you can now buy for $49.
That's what I have.
$49.
It's a deal, man.
Wow. And I can do everything
you can do with those. Yeah, you can have one for each year.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, it's
a lot
neat,
of people
it?
Like them, yeah.
And I use my iPhone at home more than I use my computer.
Robert, how old are you?
I'll be 68 in October.
All right. So there's a guy 68 years old, Richie, who's
God
with
bless
it.
You.
He gets it. Robert, hold on a second. We'll give
more
you a small
you
prize. Thank you. True. Smartphones are outselling computers, believe it or not. 59 after the hour on Good Day.